All right. Brandon, do you pick that last song just for me? Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, I just ask you to be with me today, Lord. This is not something I do, and you know that, and that's why you put me here. We need an unpolished sermon. We need an unpolished message. Lord, I just ask you to be here with us. In your name we pray. All right, so a couple weeks ago. The kids, get out of here! Man. All right, so a couple weeks ago, I had a morning like a lot of other mornings that I've had. The Lord kept on waking me up for like months and months, like very specific times, like at 4 o'clock in the morning, like on the nose, not 4:01, not 3:59, 4 o'clock on the nose. Wake up, see the clock, and then 4:40, those two, exactly, for months and months. I'm not kidding. And I kept on telling him no. I wouldn't get up. I wanted to stay here in my comfort. I liked pillows. They're soft. And it's funny thing about my bed is when I get there at night, it's so uncomfortable. I lay there and it's like, oh my goodness, this is so uncomfortable. We need a new bed and whatever. But in the morning, it's the most comfortable thing in the world. I don't want to get out. So I'm laying there 2 weeks ago. And the Lord wakes me up again. This one was a little before 4, and I told him no again. And then what we were doing, me and Joe were working on our house, been working long hours trying to get us moved in, remodeling the house, and we were doing the electrical at the time. And a little voice in my head said, you don't have the can lights to finish up the electrical today, and Joe's going to be waiting on you. You need to go to Menards to get all that electrical stuff to finish up. So I shot out of bed like a rocket, got dressed and everything like that, and then I wait, and then I remember, oh my goodness, it's 4 o'clock. Menards doesn't open till 7. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm dressed and already and whatever. I'll sit down and read, okay? Well, started reading Waking the Dead. Couldn't find my Bible because it was packed. And started reading Waking the Dead by John Eldridge. If you guys haven't read that book, you need to read it. It is a really good one. Had a great time with him that morning on the way to Menards and back. It was like he was sitting in the passenger seat with me. I haven't had a communion with the Lord like that in a long time. So here's a couple of the concepts that he handed me that morning. That's what I'm going to share with you today. Go ahead and hit the first slide. Yep. Okay. We believe two lies. Everybody does. The first lie is that you're missing out on something. Who's missing out on anything? Anybody? Are we missing out? Trick question. We're not. Okay. You're not. And then we believe that lie. So then we put on something. We put on a shirt. We put on a pair of pants, as an example. A job. Something that we want to be. A possession that we want to have. We put those on. We don't achieve it because we're not enough without Christ. So we feel like we're not good enough. It's a circular pattern where you keep on putting on stuff because you're not getting fulfilled outside of Christ. So you're going, you're missing out and you're not good enough. Circular. You guys get the concept? Okay. Next slide. That, my friends, is the attic access into my new house. It's small. Okay? We put on so much. Okay, back up just a second. I built a couple houses with Matt Williamson and Elijah. Dude, how much clothes do we have on to survive this winter?
4 or 5 layers.
Dude, could you pick up anything off of the ground? If you drop something, what'd you have to do? You had to bend down. You had to get on your hands and knees to pick it up because you were just wearing so much. And then your hands were like so cold, you can barely even grab a nail, right? Okay. First time I went through this door, I passed through it, and I remember thinking, man, there is no way that I would get through this door wearing all the layers that I was wearing this winter. First time I went through it. Well, the Lord brought that back on the way to Menards, to my memory. And he said to me that I'm wearing a bunch of layers. Go back. Or no, go to the forward. You go forward. There you go. Same one. Okay. I'm missing out. The circular motion. I think I was missing out on something. So I kept on putting things on. All right? And then I wonder why when I wake up in the morning and go to be with the Lord. I wonder why he doesn't show up. Okay? I'm going to give you some tips, some things that he gave me to help with that. So when you guys wake up in the morning and pray, hopefully he'll be there. This worked for me. I'm not saying it'll work for you. Okay. Let me see here. Bryce. Need you, buddy. This is my good friend, Bryce. Everybody knows him. I love him. All right. I'm going to need you right here. We're going to reenact my winter with getting clothed up and ready, all right? You ready to get hot? Slip those on. I had to do this every morning. Well, actually, quite a few more layers than this. Can you get those on? I didn't even think about that. And then put that on. All right. These in the object lesson are comfort. These are my pillow. The only way that we can feel comfortable in Iowa in the middle of winter, in the dead of winter, is to wear a whole bunch of layers. Comfort can be a lot of different things. Pillows. My bed. Let's see. Yeah. Got that? All right, my next one. You didn't know what you signed up for. You got it. And it might not latch because the layers.
Cool, man.
Okay. Here's an exact replica of the door. I love you, Bryce.
Which way?
It don't matter. Pick one. Now, he might be able to squeeze through, but it's with great effort. I don't know, actually. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, he doesn't fit. You guys get the idea, okay? Go ahead and go to the... You're done. You can take stuff off. Oh, shoot, I skipped over that. I already said that already. Go to the next one. Oh, that was it. I already did that one, too. Okay. I don't want to lose my spot. So these are things... Oh, okay. We'll go with that. We'll go here. All right. These are things that in our lives that we can get distracted by, okay? Being a mom, working, driving, things that we can pop into our head when we're in our... alone time with God in our secret space. Okay, when we're sitting there praying, And it's not a bad thing to bring these before the Lord, but it is a bad thing when that's what we have to think about, and that's where our minds are continually going. We have to get rid of these things. If you want to hear from the Lord, you cannot sit there and think about what you're going to do for the day. Get rid of it. Bring it before the Lord, like Bryce is doing right now. Take it off. That is not yours. Okay? Does that make sense? Let's move on. More examples. All right. The perfect family. Who identifies with that? We all want that. It's good to bring things before the Lord, but do not wear it. Empty nesters. Things have changed. Is the Lord still in the center? Or are you believing that, oh man, I wish things were the way they were? I miss those times. Or are you living for... Okay, next one. Church. Okay, this one's a little bit tricky, okay? Are we thinking too much about programs and keeping things moving in motion with our church organization, or are we really thinking about Christ? Are we clearing our thoughts? Are we clearing our minds so that Christ can sit on our throne? Or is this on our throne? Next one. Missions. This one's for younger, well, not necessarily younger people. But getting an education, having a purpose, having God give you a purpose or whatever. Oh man, I don't know what the Lord's going to give, what he wants me to do. I have no idea. I have no idea. So, the Lord wants your heart. That's where he wants you. He doesn't want you to have to go to a 4-year degree. You don't need that to follow Christ. All you need is your heart and to give it to him. Next one. Boy, I'm going to fly through these. This is going to be short, sorry. Breakfast. My big problem is I want to get breakfast. I'm hungry when I wake up. So I'm like, oh, my food, my belly, I'm so hungry. Well, even with that, I need to, you know, put that aside and focus on the Lord. Next one, coffee. Okay? How many people struggle with this one? Yeah. Man, I have a hard time, like, because usually first thing I do when I get up is I put the or Allison puts the coffee on, me or Allison, whoever gets up first. And I'm sitting there waiting for that thing to get done brewing because I'm like, I need the coffee, I can't think. And so I start praying or whatever, and then I stop praying and I go get myself a cup of coffee. What? No, no. Stay in your secret place. Stay there. Next one, is there more? Yeah, okay. Oh, yes. Okay. These are our desires. Things that we want, things we strive for, nice vacation, super awesome car. That's a really nice car, by the way. Money, job, and a good family, all right? Having those things are a good thing, and God, I'm not saying any of these things are sin. Nothing that I'm talking about is sin. But if they come between you and the Lord, they're flirting with sin, okay? God wants you. God wants your heart. And when you get distracted in your alone time with him, then it's flirting with sin, even if it's church. Is there one more? There's not. Oh, yeah, social media. Oh, and I forgot another one. This one's not here. I didn't make a slide. I thought of it this morning when I got here. News. How many people get distracted with news? They read the news, and then all of a sudden they think they have to pray for it. Not saying it's bad to pray for it, but what I'm trying to nail home is keeping your heart central so the Lord can be on your throne, okay? I think about the news a lot, okay? And so it gets to be a distraction for me. This is social media. How easy is it? Oh man, I meant to bring up my phone. How easy is it to pick up your phone All your empty space now is gone. All of it. Not one in here is exempt. I'm sorry. Well, maybe a couple. But all your empty time is gone. Well, when is the Lord going to reach you anyways? Even if you're having a hard time in the morning getting up or whatever, if you consume the rest of your empty time with social media or your cell phone or screens, you get home and all you do is watch TV, you're consuming all your empty space with things of the world that don't mean squat. They don't mean anything. Who cares about the latest Twitter post? Really? God didn't come down here and die for you on a cross so you can watch a Twitter post, you know? All right. What I'm wanting for you guys is tomorrow morning when you wake up, I want you to have these things. I hope I conveyed things in a way that you can gain a little bit of ammunition to help you with your morning time with the Lord. I don't mean to be insensitive with saying, like, I'm not saying don't bring your family in front of the Lord. Don't bring this in front of the Lord. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you need to make sure that you clear your heart, clear your mind, clear everything out so that you can, so that he can come and dwell. Because if it's busy and it's chaotic in there, good luck hearing his voice. Good luck. Yeah. Christ wants us to have freedom. Christ wants us to live a good life. Christ loves us. He wants all that for us. But please try this. Make sure you clear your minds tomorrow morning and the next day and the next day and the next day. He will show up. He wants to. He's there already. It's us that haven't been showing up in my life. It was me who wasn't showing up. Okay. That's it. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, I just thank you so much for the opportunities that you give us, given me. Lord, I thank you for speaking to me 2 weeks ago. Lord, I hope that I conveyed it. I hope somebody got something from it. Just be with us as we go. In your name we pray. Amen.
All right, go ahead and stay.